That's 83. Now, 84 robot. What do we got here? 84 is, again, the AMF arm. Calibrating again. And this looks like a fairly good thing of the calibration. I think this is where it may screw up a couple times. Well, who knows? Okay, so again, it's playing with the gnomon. It's doing the calibration. Here's Gosper. Gosper is adjusting the camera settings. Here we are taking pictures again, snapping our thing. Again, its arm is frowsing around building towers and stuff. Here again, we're looking at the 340, and we see this transformation of the finger grippers right onto the 340. So you sort of get a realistic view of exactly what that would look like. Notice as it rotates down and so forth, it's doing all the transformations through all the joints of the arm. And so as they rotate, everything all projects properly and everything. There's the calibration data and the cube, and there we are finding the cube and picking it up and then scanning around, finding an internal edge in this case. That was always a tight thing. You know, depending on how the lighting is, it may either be possible or not to find these internal edges, because the cube was purely white. There was no gradient on the cube at all. So depending on how the light is from the different directions, it's either fairly easy or impossible to find the internal edge of the cube. We worried about that quite a bit, which was probably mostly a loss. Okay, here's the calibration data, the six triangles and cube. Okay, here we have a stack. We're also picking up some oblong blocks. And again, a little bit of a bug in the vector generator there for a moment. And the 340 had a fairly elaborate vector generator and an increment mode generator and character generator. All of these worked at 1.5 microseconds per point. And the character generator was made out of a hand-woven thing. It was made out of big cores. The cores were probably about 2 inches in diameter. And for each character, a wire was threaded through certain of the cores in order to encode at what times you needed to increment, which thing and so on. So that was the handmade thing, and then later they made a woven wire. For a time, they actually used the weaving machines, circa the old mill and so forth, to make a read-only memory by sliding wires through these cores or not, and giving yourself a read-only memory. And there was actually a company that did that for a while. So before semiconductor memories, it was actually quite hard to have a read-only memory for storing data like that. Okay, so now we're back to the beginning. So we're just seeing that again. So that's calibration. Okay.